Child sexual exploitation. Child sexual exploitation, CSE, is similar to sexual abuse in many ways. It concerns an adult taking sexual advantage of a child for his or her own benefit. This exploitation is developed by using bribes, threats of violence, humiliation, or by reassuring the victim that the attacker is the only one who cares about them. Children who are at a disadvantage because of social, economic, or emotional reasons are often targeted, as it is easier for the attacker to gain power over them. Therefore, children with potentially disadvantaged backgrounds should be the highest priority for safeguarding. Often, children can be confused by the fact that they feel they are given something in return for being taken advantage of, whether this is something physical, such as food, money, accommodation, or emotional. They can often be unaware that they are being exploited. Where can CSE happen? There is no specified area where CSE is likely to happen. However, any large area with a lack of parental or guardian supervision, where children or young people can be accessed more easily, is a greater risk. This could be shopping centers, arcades, cinemas, coffee shops, railways, or bus stations. This list is not exhaustive. Factors that may increase vulnerability. Being a child in care. Previous sexual abuse. Having a learning disability or difficulty. Family bereavements. Alcohol or drug substance abuse. Living in poverty. Neglect. Gang association or criminality. Social isolation. Homelessness. Or being blackmailed. How to share information. If you suspect that a child in your care is a victim of CSE, you must contact the appropriate agencies immediately to inform them of your fears. Even if you believe that there may be issues with consent or are unsure it is abuse, you should still contact the relevant person. It is important to remember that children and young people who are victims of CSE cannot, by definition, provide consent to this abuse. Any information can be valuable, even something seemingly trivial, such as knowing where groups of vulnerable children congregate. It is advised that you discuss your concerns first with your local named or designated safeguarding lead. Potential signs of CSE include physical, self-harm, or attempted suicide, repeated testing for pregnancy, sexually transmitted diseases, or urinary tract infections, repeated pregnancies, miscarriages, or terminations, unexplained or unexpected changes in appearance, alcohol or drug substance abuse, unexplained injuries, psychological, mental health problems, low self-esteem or self-confidence, eating disorders, depression, psychosis, sleep disorders, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, behavioral, repeated absences from school, behavioral problems at school or exclusion, regularly missing from their home or care home, receiving presents or gifts from unknown people, money or spending which is unaccounted for, overtly sexual behavior, overtly sexualized dress, reduced contact with family, care staff, or guardians, inappropriate conduct online and on social media. Main messages. CSE is not just sexual abuse. People exploiting children or young people sexually are committing multiple crimes. Safeguarding children and young people are not the responsibility of one person. Everyone must be vigilant and understand their role. Any child or young person, regardless of risk factors, can be a victim of CSE. Perpetrators of CSE can be male or female. Exploited children may refuse help, however, you must still do everything possible to safeguard them. Grooming or exploitation can start anywhere.